Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, the nation's governors are meeting in Washington, D.C. today, and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is among them. And among the items that he's talked about during this National Governors Association conference are national politics and efforts to deal with the opioid epidemic. Boston Globe political reporter Jim O'Sullivan has been covering the conference, and he joins us on the line. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Okay. Will President Obama address the governors today, urging them to talk with their congressional delegations about the Pacific Rim trade deal and about new cybersecurity initiatives, among other things? What do you think the president's main message was to the governors?
The president's message is really not a new one. The overarching idea is what presidents often say to governors and vice versa is, look, as executives, we have to get stuff done. In Congress, they can, you know, dilly and dally over votes and amendments, but your governors, you're responsible. There's accountability there. You have to balance your budgets. So yesterday at a dinner, last night at a dinner at the White House, he made a little joke about his Supreme Court nomination, saying he thought his remarks would find a better hearing among governors than his nomination for the Supreme Court. And that's sort of the idea. He talked about today his Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, which is getting a cool reception in Congress. And just the idea is, look, we're problem solvers, regardless of party. We sit in the chair. We have accountability, unlike those folks in Congress.
Well, you know, your story in today's Boston Globe said that the Republican governors in particular are a bit surprised by the strength of the presidential candidacy of Donald Trump, and they're
right.
Concerned. What are the main concerns, and where does Charlie Baker fit in among those concerns that you heard expressed to you from other GOP governors?
Yeah, the Republican governors are concerned that a Trump candidacy is going to create a downdraft on the ticket and hurt folks running for the Senate, the House, state houses, even down to the state legislative level, because they fear that Trump could turn off moderate voters, potential swing voters, some of his comments about women, some of his comments about minorities. Those are things that worry governors, and they're on the ground, they're in the states. Phil Bryant, who's the Republican governor of Mississippi, said to us that he thinks the party, and that includes governors, should stage really an intervention with voters and try to convince them not to go for Trump. And you're starting to see that a little bit today. You've got a bunch of senators who are breaking for Marco Rubio. Bill Haslam, who's the Republican governor of Tennessee, said he expects a couple governors to come out this week. He didn't name which candidate, but it's likely either Rubio or John Kasich, who's the Republican governor of Ohio.
And what does Charlie Baker say?
Well, Baker's been careful throughout sort of the whole Trump phenomenon. He'll jump on things that Trump says, some of the more outlandish things that Trump says when he insults people with handicaps, people with disabilities, women. But he's not taken sort of crossed the Rubicon and said, if Trump gets the nominee, I won't support him. Obviously, he backed Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, a couple days before Christie lost in New Hampshire and quit the race. So Baker's taken a little bit of a hands-off role, which is not uncommon among governors.
Also today, online in the Boston Globe, there's a story about Governor Baker raising money to try to block conservatives from controlling the state Republican Party, about $300,000 raised so far, and the governor says that this money is exempt from public campaign finance requirements. Is this unusual?
Right. Frank Phillips' story today, it'll probably be in the paper tomorrow, I think. The governor says it's not. We asked him about that in D.C., and he says, look, everybody has done this. People do this all the time, and campaign finance, the state campaign finance officials agree that this is dark money, it's unregulated money. He doesn't need to report where it's coming from. So it's not that unusual. It's within the law. What is sort of unusual is that Baker ran on this message of transparency, and I'm going to open up state government, and now he's refusing to disclose his donors.
Now, the governor went to this conference and said that a big item on the agenda was the opioid epidemic. What's he doing on that front, and what's happening? It's my understanding that some of the other governors have gotten behind him and have actually said that there may be some models in Massachusetts that other states may look to as they also try to deal with the opioid problem. Is that right?
Right. He's made this a real centerpiece of his agenda in the first year and a half or so, and actually in an interview with us the day after the election, the day or two after the election, he jumped on this and said he'd heard a lot about it on the trail. And I think you're hearing echoes of that in the presidential campaign, where candidates like Chris Christie and Hillary Clinton have been talking a lot about it. The governor met on Saturday with the Health and Human Services Secretary, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, and he's talked. We asked him about it. He said, it's so widespread that every governor is dealing with it, and we're talking to each other, and we're talking about sort of different ways to go at this. He was pleased that the president included a lot of money in his budget, including, I believe it's a $500 million set aside for the states to take this on. Look, I think public policy makers were slow to recognize the extent of the problem. I think it kind of creeped up on everybody. But at least down there, from the folks I talked to, there is a growing recognition and some activity taking place.
Okay. Jim O'Sullivan, political reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.